You're listening to the English for Today Learn English podcast series brought to you by EnglishForToday.com.
Some of the most frequently asked questions that we get are about adverbs, often with a request for a complete list of adverbs. Now that's a pretty big request, as there are hundreds and hundreds of adverbs in English. However, what I think we'll do is from time to time post common adverbs with the category that they belong to, as this seems to be a lot more useful for you than to just deliver a long list of words. So today I'm going to have a look at adverbs of certainty. Adverbs of certainty express how certain or sure we feel about an action or event. And some of the common adverbs of certainty include certainly, definitely, probably, undoubtedly, and surely. Don't forget that you can often recognize an adverb by the fact that it ends in an ly. Now, how do you put them into a sentence? Well, adverbs of certainty are usually placed in the mid position, after auxiliary verbs and before other verbs. Now, if you have two or more auxiliaries, the adverb goes after the first one. That might sound a little bit complicated, but if you have a look at the examples written down on the blog or on the grammar FAQ, I think you'll find it easier to understand. But just listen to these examples. Gandhi was undoubtedly a great influence on the peace movement. I will certainly rain this evening. I definitely need that report on my desk by tonight. Shiraz will probably be at the party tomorrow night. They have definitely been living in Turkey for 10 years. Now, they go before the main verb, but after the verb to be. He definitely left the house this morning. There you see it, before the verb. Now, he is probably in the park. There it's after the verb to be. Now, with other auxiliary verbs, these adverbs go between the auxiliary and the main verb. So, he has certainly forgotten the meeting. There the auxiliary is has, and the main verb forgotten. He has certainly forgotten the meeting. He will probably remember tomorrow. Now, sometimes these adverbs can be placed at the beginning of the sentence. Undoubtedly, Winston Churchill was a great politician. Now be careful with the adverb surely. When it's placed at the beginning of the sentence, it means the speaker thinks something is true, but is looking for confirmation. An example is, surely you've got a bicycle. So more on adverbs in the weeks to come. But for the time being, have a look at the online English grammar at English for Today. There's a link to it in the grammar FAQ and on the blog site. Bye.
Visit www.englishfortoday.com and see how we can help you improve your English.